I like what Zig Ziglar says. He says you've got a sack of candy. He went across this little boy, and he's got a quarter in his pocket. And man, you've got to sell him on your candy. Yes, I said sell him. But you know, he's not going to part with that quarter. He's not going to buy it unless it's bigger. The what he gets is bigger than his quarter. And once that's there, we just make an exchange. He's got my quarter, and I got his candy. Let's just exchange it. We gotta let him know how sweet that candy is. We may have to take a bite of it and drool a little bit to get him to want to hand me his quarter. So we do the same thing with our products. We want them to want it. And so I'd love to go to, like, farm auctions or something. I may see a person there I know that I'm wanting to talk to, and I'll walk by. I remember one of them in particular. I said, Wilmer, I need to talk to you before we leave today. Okay, got something important I need to talk to you about. Oh, okay. And normally during the sale, I'll never get out of his sight. Stay in some place to watch me. And then I'll wait till just about by the time I've got to leave, and I'll go by and say, didn't realize how late it is. I got to run. I tell you what, I'll give you a call in a couple of days. I really need to talk to you. And I leave. When I call him back 2 or 3 days later, he's anxious to hear from me. He's wondering what in the world I've got. I usually never have problems that way getting together with someone. So, that's kind of the way I work our business. Maybe a little bit, a little different from what we normally think about. But I just want people to realize how important it is, how important this business is to me, so they don't, I'm doing them a favor. You can't tell them that, but basically kind of come across that. And I'm, when I first start talking to them, I normally just assume that they're in my business with me. Okay, I always sponsor them in my mind before I ever go see them. So I basically know what I'm going to talk about, know what they're going to talk about, what kind of answer they're going to give me. And so, I probably now, we're at a point where probably we'll sponsor, maybe 8 out of 10 we talk to or more. Because they're wanting to know what I have to offer instead of me trying to push something on them. Anything else, guys?
Make it sound so easy, Clyde.
Mm-hmm. It is. We make it complicated.
Clyde, which products do you usually recommend, or is it different every time? I'm sure some of the ones you demonstrate in the beginning.
No, it's basically different. But I like to get them on 2 or 3 products that will affect your whole body.
Okay.
The Mag Steps is one of them, the Seat Cushion, and probably Mag Boys for 3 things. And I usually try to get them on a twin pack because we got the extra 15% discount on that twin pack. And I usually get those, and then that's the first things I usually recommend. And then later on, we're going to want to get on the sleep system stuff, and I've had a lot of people order the sleep system just from reading a reference guide that's never even seen one yet. And but then I say, now, do you have any discomfort in your body anywhere? You got any friends or relatives that do? We just will include some products in here to help on that. And so, but maybe a Flex or, whatever we might need, headbands, patches, whatever it is that I think that they will use and are put on someone else. We had one of our gentlemen, he ordered the shoes for himself, his wife, and his secretary. We all need them. And then he ordered a seat cushion for his secretary when he found out what these products would do. And so we want them, basically, I will make suggestions, okay? But I want them to pick out what products it is that they feel like that they need when we kind of go through. And that way they're going to like them.
Clyde, hi. I'd like to ask a question. So what I'm hearing you say is you never loan a product.
I couldn't loan any product because I didn't have any when we started. I didn't have any money to loan products. And then when we got a hit some and I started loaning products, it slowed our business down. If I demonstrate a product to them, they know it's going to work. I could have choked one of our distributors one night I went with to help put them on one of their in-home meetings. And get the old roll out and so forth. And says, wow, I don't believe I've ever felt this relaxed before. And see, my idea is you start closing when you start your presentation. Well, and what this distributor do says, I tell you what, I will just leave this here, and you just try it for a week and see how you get along with it. I could have choked her. The person had already said they wanted it. Listen for the buying signs. When you get an affirmative, I mean, as long as you're getting an affirmative, you know, they're going to buy. So don't start, well, you know, you get to thinking maybe they wouldn't like this. Well, if they buy a sleep system, I'm going to call them the next day after they get it and visit with them. See how they got along. Service, sales, not the product, you know. I went to a sales school one time. I have to tell you this real quick because this was back years ago. I was in a sales business with big blue harvest stores, silos that farmers bought. And they was a large ticket item, okay? Yeah. Well over $100,000. And I went to attend this school, and I thought I was going to learn all about our product. Huh. No, tell the benefits. So we learned a little bit about how to figure their savings on their cattle feed and stuff they were putting in there. So when I got home, I went to see this couple that fed a lot of cattle. And I took my little, at that time, took my little 8 millimeter projector with me and a little film of Hawaii. A little 10-minute film of Hawaii. And I went in there and sat down and I showed them how much money they could save on buying protein. And you wouldn't have to be out in the weather because we're going to build a building there and he can stand inside that building. We're going to have a big old auger feed bunk for the cattle to come up. And so all he's got to do is stand in there. He normally was hauling silage with his tractor out there in the weather. And he'll stand in there and push the button and look out the window and watch the cattle eat. And so went through all this. Now then I looked at her and I says, how long has it been since you've been to Hawaii? Well, I've never been there. You haven't? Oh, wow. How'd you like to go spend a week or two over there in January when we're having our blizzards here? Oh, but we can't afford it. I said, remember all the money we saved here? And I turned on the little projector and showed a 10-minute film of Hawaii. And she got so excited. But he says, how we get somebody to feed the cattle while we're gone? I said, you don't think you get somebody standing in that warm building? We're going to put a fire in that building. We're going to put a stove in there. And so they can stand in there and push the button. You don't think you get somebody to do that for you? Oh, yeah, I probably could. Okay. She looked at him and says, let's go to Hawaii this winter. Let's go over there. Oh, okay. And he says, you reckon we can save enough money to buy me a new tractor, too? Okay. They signed that they didn't look at what it was going to cost them. That was immaterial. They was going to Hawaii. Okay. So what are you selling? Are you selling them a magnet? We got magnets on the refrigerator to give them away. How you establish the value of your product? The value is the benefit that they're going to get. Hey, wow, how many times have you been to a chiropractor? You know, you ever run across the way you could make 10 to 15 times your money on an investment in less than a year? Wow. You know, get them to dreaming with you. What are we going to do? And so what do you like to do that you can't do now? Okay. So you sell them a product, you got a one-time sale. But you get them involved with your vision. What vision do you have? What's your vision? You know what? You got to have something that people want, that they want to follow you. So you got to have a passion for something that people want to get involved with. You know? Wow. You've been able to do that?